The place where most people get stuck around alcohol is that they think they're going to always want it, that they're always going to have the desire, that they're always going to feel tension in their body, that they're not going to have fun, right? But what if I told you that you could use your mind to create relief naturally on your own, on demand? You can also enhance any experience by creating and generating any emotion you want to on demand. You are that powerful. Yes. This is everything I teach you inside of my program, The Naturally Sober Woman, and it is available to you right now on demand. These are the tools that I teach my private one-on-one clients, and I have made it extremely affordable for everyone to be able to get access to that now so that you can step into your future from a place of empowered confidence and really restyle your whole life in every single area so that alcohol no longer becomes an important part of your journey. Follow the link in the show notes and I will see you on the inside.
Welcome, welcome. My name is Mary Wagstaff. I am a holistic alcohol coach who ended a 20-year relationship to alcohol without labels, counting days, or ever making excuses. Now I help women just like you from around the world do the same with my one-on-one private coaching program. In this podcast, we will explore my revolutionary approach to getting alcohol out of your way that breaks all the rules, life-enhancing tools that make not drinking exciting and joyful, and the profound and sacred journey that it is to rediscover who you are on the other side of alcohol. This show is not a substitution for rehabilitation, medical treatment, or advice, so please talk to a medical professional if your alcohol consumption is at risk to your mental or physical health. Now on with the show. Hello, my beautiful listeners. Thank you so much for being here. I hope that you're having an amazing day. I'm feeling really good today. Temperature's cooled down a little bit, and I'm just so excited to be bringing you another installment of our three-part series of honoring trauma. And so if you haven't listened to last week's episode, please go back and listen to that and then come to this one. Give yourself some time in between so that you can really look at these concepts and look at how they're showing up in your life. And if you have any questions, let me know. But the layers of emotion and how we kind of have unintentionally shown up for our lives and how we've been unintentionally really protected ourselves and been, you know, for our survival does come in layers. And so there's this deconstructing and dismantling of the habit of alcohol. And I feel like this is such a crucial piece. And you know, it's not like you have to go relive these scary or bad memories to honor yourself and to validate yourself in this moment, that there are things you've been unwilling to feel, and this is inhibiting your ability to experience natural joy. So I just want to ask you, just to start out, what are you celebrating today? What is an accomplishment you have? And I want you to really look at all the areas of your life, right? I mean, it could be as simple as like, I had a pile of laundry sitting in the living room for the last 2 weeks and I got it folded. Like, yes, like we don't celebrate enough. I want you every single day this week to write it down at the end of the day. What are you celebrating? What are you proud of? What did you do to show up? What emotion did you feel? How did you help someone else, right? How did you receive? Right? Today, I gave myself permission to lay down for 10 minutes and take a nap and nothing went wrong. So we're challenging ourselves to experience more of this human experience, to have emotions be the experience of life versus avoiding them and wondering why there's a deficit, right? We can only move so far away from human emotion until we're in this deficit. Emotions are experiences to be had for the sake of experience themselves and to detach them from what they mean about us, to have them and move on and prove to ourselves that everything's okay. This is why we're here, right? So enjoy this episode and stay tuned for next week's. Have a wonderful week, and I can't wait to talk to you again. Another piece to this that I've discovered in my life and in my work is that when we're living just to survive versus living to live and experience, when we're in this mode kind of perpetually, it creates the inability also to experience natural joy through pride and accomplishment. So there isn't this ability to kind of stop at the vista, to be able to honor and appreciate your successes and your accomplishments. And I see this, you know, I work mostly exclusively with women, and this has been studied where it is harder for women to receive, especially from themselves, than it is for them to give. And this is really, this isn't talked about a lot really in the circles that I run in the spiritual circles that I go in, is the wounded feminine, right? It's kind of like the feminine was just not there, but she's always been there. And we don't really hear, we hear of like the wounded masculine, but we don't really hear of the wounded feminine. And I guess maybe that's just a given, but the feminine, right, in and of herself is part of her, is this receptivity, this opening, this kind of surrender of, you know, being in the flow, right? And in the flow is an ebb, right? So sometimes there is this taking this back, and we see this running with the phases of the moon where we go in through this waxing phase to the full moon, and then there's this ebb in the waning phase into the dark moon and then the new moon. And so we see this in cycles of nature, and this is also happening in cycles of ourselves. So when we get to that full moon time and we put in all this effort, and even a day of not drinking, right? Write that down. Mark your calendar. Like, you woke up and you didn't drink, right? That's amazing, right? And I think even that, what I've seen is people have a hard time celebrating that, because in the celebrating that I didn't drink, there's also the acknowledgement that I was coping with alcohol, right? Because if you celebrate that this thing that was so hard that I didn't drink, well, then you have to acknowledge that it was a problem at a point. But then, like I was saying earlier, you get to own all of it. I want to own all of it. I want to own my problems, because then I can own the solutions for them also. It's not so much about not feeling worthy, because like I said, worth is not even something that you have to earn. The worth is just there. It's innate inside of us. It's about an embarrassment or a shame to claim it. When you claim your worth, your success, there's part of you that doesn't want to be seen and recognized. And part of that is this fear of failure, right? Comes back to some of this shame, these wounds of feeling this way that you did, this embarrassment of being a kid. There's like, there is an embarrassment of not being seen, not being heard, feeling isolated, feeling misunderstood. And it's like, I must be doing this wrong because no one's saying that it's okay, right? So it's the way in which we interpret it, which we don't know consciously until you start investigating it. And I know a lot of this seems kind of like big, but it's not like you have to go back and study psychology. You just have to go day by day and notice your patterns and notice your triggers and notice what's showing up. And am I willing to get my arm, to reset my arm when it's broken because it hurts so freaking bad, so that I can move on and have my two arms working again, right? It's worth it. And it doesn't take a lifetime. You can do both at the same time. You can be healing trauma while you're saying yes to new things. And that's what one-on-one coaching is all about, because we get to future focus while we're seeing the obstacles that are in the way and we're handling them in real time, right? Now, are there things that people need to process in deeper ways and really get their story out and have someone hear and understand their story? Absolutely. And then that goes into some deeper therapy work, right? Some analysis and being able to really express yourself in that way. But in my work, we work with learning how to validate yourself. What would you need to believe about yourself to relax without alcohol? What would you need to believe about yourself to know that it's okay to ask for help? And that's up to you as a grown woman to decide that I'm going to do this work for me because no one else can do it for you. So we think if I'm successful and we claim these accomplishments and we're proud of ourselves and we put it out there, now eyes are on me and eyes are also going to be on me when I fail, triggering that same trauma wound, triggering that same sense of survival being threatened and security being threatened. And yes, that is true, but we create a new framework around it because what it means to, it's what it failure means to you that makes honoring your success seem scary, right? So it's not that your survival is going to be threatened. It's all of the conditioning and all of the thinking about what it means to fail that makes success seem scary. But what we know about successful people is they have to be willing to fail to get to where they want to go. The most successful people in the world, you know, when you kind of see people that have created, in like you think about an inventor, right? That inventor had to go through a lot of failures to be able to get to create the invention that she created. You don't just create something new out of the blue. You have to be willing to fail. And you can honor and own your fails so that you can also be like, yeah, but I kept going and now look at what I did and I'm amazing. But no, you don't, this isn't from righteousness, right? This is for you. Right? So what are you making it mean about you to bask in your accomplishments, to bask in your achievements, to say, I didn't drink for a couple days and I feel awesome. Look at me. Like you're telling yourself, look at me. Like I said, write it down. How do you feel more aware today than you did yesterday? How did you approach your children today? When you decided at the beginning of the day, every time I feel frustrated, I'm going to count to five and I'm going to pick and choose my battles today. Do I want to be right or do I want to be happy? So when that failure makes success seem scary, you show up and you play small, like you aren't enough or something is wrong with you because the way that you felt and that lens through which you saw the world was ignored, and then stress became your survival mode. It's like, now I have to achieve to not only, first of all, just get my basic needs being met, but this is how I function in the world. This is survival. Stress equals survival, right? Now I have to achieve to be seen, but then I'm not seeing myself because if I stop to look at myself through the lens of accomplishment, then if I slow down, then everything can fall apart. My control falls apart. And now my life is threatened. And this is how the brain works. Of course, you're stressed out. Listen to that. That's crazy. That is what is happening. I see it all the time. I do it with myself all the time. I create problems where there are none. I think if I put my feet up and I take a nap, like something's going to happen. No one's telling me what to do. Not one person. Not even the person that sends the mortgage bill, right? They're not telling me what I need to do. I'm creating that for myself. Now, I don't want the consequences of that, but when we link it, when we really see how stress and overwhelm are linked to trauma and survival, then we can see why it's hard for us to relax naturally, why we can't feel joy and fun naturally.
if you're not stressed out, right, the body's like, something's wrong. Just like when it says, I need to drink. If not, something's wrong. I'm dying. I'm not doing the work. So you run and run and run yourself out. You burn out because there's no real immediate threat at you. It's just all of your thoughts. You can't relax. And when you do meet the mark, right? So it's like this next thing, but then you never stop. So when do you get to be happy, right? It's only because you don't know how, because it's associated with trauma. I am telling you this, if you can dig a little bit deeper, it's going to really support your ability to be able to relax on your own, but you have to be willing to feel the feelings in the present moment. There's always something you're supposed to be doing, right? I mean, there's always something we could be doing. And you can be stressed out without doing anything. I mean, you can be sitting on the couch, stressing yourself out, worrying yourself out, counting calories, like doing all of these things that in the end just create an imbalanced nervous system, create buffering from emotions and the desire and the need to drink. And you never get to that place of full relaxation until you drink, and then then that's imbalancing the nervous system also, right? And then we have other diseases and illnesses that can come along with that. So if you fail, right, and if anyone sees that, your shame and your feelings of isolation and inadequacy show up again. You bury them through stress and dissociation, like drinking. Your trauma right now is screaming at you via the habit of alcohol. It's saying, if I were a wound, this is it over here. I'm a gaping wound, right? Just like that broken arm, you would care for yourself and you'd go to the doctor, and hopefully you would let someone bring you tea and grilled cheese while you have a broken arm. But I know some of you wouldn't. And why? Why wouldn't you let someone bring you a grilled cheese? Just do it. Honoring your trauma is the opportunity to honor your lineage and not blame them. This doesn't mean condoning any abuse that's happened to you. This means honoring the gifts underneath the trauma. To release all that has been holding you back from being seen, and not even by the world, but by yourself, right? So look at your life. Focus on one thing right now that you love so much that you would choose again and again, day after day, you would make that choice that you worked really, really hard to achieve. So think about it right now. I'm just going to give you the opportunity, and if you can, you don't even have to close your eyes, but you can kind of cast your awareness into the physical heart space. And if you have the opportunity to close your eyes, say thank you for making that choice. And you can say it out loud. Thank you. I see you. I love you. And we are going to get through this because our worth is ours for the taking. You have the worth already of, look at your life. It's beautiful. It's amazing because you did it, right? So there's just a few things you have to go back and just pick up the pieces from and bring them into this present moment, and you're going to be good as gold. Now, I'm not saying that it's easy, but it's achievable through the process of commitment. It just takes some time, and then you have this new foundation for how to live the rest of your life. But you have to show up to claim that also. And I think some of you are really afraid to claim an amazing life. It's available to you right now from your, through your lens. No, nothing outside in the world needs to change. No structures need to change for you to start enjoying your life more. Right now you can do that, all of you. I promise. And for me, like, one of the things that I bow and honor myself for, the work that I've shown up to do, is for my health, for my mental health, for my physical health. Thank you. Thank you for making these choices without stress, without shame, without like shoulds, right? Thank you. I feel like I've done a really good job of taking care of myself, because no one is going to hand it to you in a bow the bow and the package was already handed to you when the day you were born for this miracle of life. And I know it feels like sometimes that's been taken away, and you might not even be conscious of this through the lens of trauma. And your mom and her 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 mom, they did the best that they knew how. And this doesn't excuse any poor behavior, but it's just trusting that we're doing the best that we know how. And now you have more information. Relaxation and fun is available to you right now without alcohol, but you must be the one to give yourself permission to feel it. And you have to feel it by honoring your trauma and honoring your achievements. Because when you don't honor our achievements, you're adding to that wound. You're creating a bigger gap. That's the deficit. You have to show up for yourself. So you start by honoring your accomplishments. Start by acknowledging that it is hard sometimes to be seen in certain areas. Acknowledge that for yourself. Become aware of that. Like I said, the foundation of the divine feminine is receptive. And so you're so good at giving, but you have to be good at receiving. And you have to heal her by cutting her some slack. You did it. You made it. You crushed it. You are right here. And then dive in from that place of accomplishment, from that love, from that beaming, from that glowing. Dive into, what is she afraid of? What is the wound of the divine feminine? What is she worried about? And validate it. Say, of course you're worried about that. It's hard. But then you flip it. But what do we know? Nothing's gone wrong. You have this worry because of all the work you've done, right? Of all the accomplishments you've done. You're here because you wanted to be here. One of the techniques that I use with my clients is inner child healing. And we do this with consent. It's not a requirement of coaching. But we honor those trauma wounds, the unmet emotions, by reparenting ourselves, and we create a safe container for it. It's very powerful. So we use imagination and intuition via the emotion to time travel to a place when you first experienced an emotion. Now, this doesn't have to be a specific memory. I've done this in utero. I've, you know, worked with an emotion through my intuition and my imagination and my emotions in with memories I don't really have. So it's not reliving a memory. It's just that you get to see your younger self in a moment in time where you weren't validated, where an emotion wasn't processed, where you were shamed for your emotions, and you didn't have a forum to experience them. You didn't know the context of emotion. And the chances are, probably as an adult, you don't really understand the context of emotion. And, you know, I don't really know the depth of it either, right? The human experience is vast, but it's so worth exploring, because the more, I believe, you explore the depth of human experience, the more access to joy and happiness you have, which is like what we're doing here, right? Why we want to drink, where you think it's going to get you away from pain and towards happiness or just numbed out. It's just an illusion. The body goes into fight or flight mode. And when you have that specific emotion again in your present timeline, you drink to find that habitual imbalance, right? Because you don't even know how to process it and how to experience joy on the other side of it. You just haven't practiced it. So it's the natural state of the nervous system for your survival is now alcohol in those instances, but it feels like it's bringing it back to balance. It feels like it's calming the nervous system, and it does slow the nervous system down. But then immediately, as soon as you start to drink, your body starts to heal itself. It starts to go into a detoxification process. So it's not actually relaxing. It actually puts it into another state of stress. What the real invitation is here is to notice the inability to
let go, to relax on purpose, to celebrate your achievements, to feel a sense of pride, and to know that the way in which you are allowing yourself to do that is through alcohol, but that mode of operating is actually getting you further and further from being able to experience joy and happiness naturally, because the availability is there. Like you're crushing it in life and you're not taking enough time to celebrate that. So the doorway to natural pleasure is first through recognition of your achievements, and first, and then also, and through the recognition that stress is the mode of operation, right? That if I let go, everything's going to crumble. But the only way I can let go is to shut down my brain, because then I just don't care. And that's the only way I can really give myself permission to relax and think that I'm experiencing this joy. So this week, that's what I would love for you to do. And I think I said that last week too, but it's so important, is this is the gateway to your starting to self-validate, is to see what you're doing in this present timeline and to celebrate yourself. And that just means to acknowledge it, to have a feeling in your body of accomplishment. And you'll start to notice that those vibrations feel really good. You like those vibrations. And those are the vibrations you're trying to reach to from alcohol. So that's what I have for you this week. Stay tuned for our final installment of Honoring Trauma next week. If you haven't, go back and listen to the beginning episode. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week full of joy and celebration and accomplishment. And you know what another thing is, and I'll just say this as a last note, is acknowledging other people and telling other people how proud you are of them, validating other people. That also makes you feel really, really good. And if that's what we're reaching for, that's available to you right now. And you don't have to go relive your entire life to start experiencing that now. It's a both and. You can deconstruct alcohol in your life and all the layers of your emotional state while at the same time starting to step through that doorway into the next phase of the sacred journey of the self. Have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. If a life of deeper self-mastery and feminine embodiment is calling you, but alcohol is the one constant in your way, I want to invite you to check out my one-on-one coaching program. It's your opportunity to apply the tools and principles from the show to your life one step at a time. Together, we create the safe and sacred container to explore the habit of alcohol, the power of choice, and awaken your inner light. Schedule a complimentary alignment session where I will help you uncover the next best step for you on your journey of discovering what's possible on the other side of alcohol. Follow the link in the show notes or on my website, marywagstaffcoach.com. I can't wait.